This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, it's the Rangers and Twins game two in Arlington with the win last night. Minnesota 15 games over 500, matching their high watermark this season. They're also four games back from the first place Guardians in the AL Central. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I am Lexi Schweinert in our network studio in Minneapolis. Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor on the call from Texas. Simeon Woods Richardson making the start tonight against the 33-year-old lefty Andrew Heaney. We're going to talk more about that pair in a bit, but first, let's rewind to the series opener at Globe Life Field last night. Bailey Ober going for his 10th consecutive quality start. A little bit of a shaky first inning as he gave up two runs in the 28-pitch frame, but then the Twins got those two runs right back. Willie Castro led off the second with a home run, his 10th homer of the season, a new career high. That was off the lefty Cody Bradford. Kyle Farmer followed next with nearly an inside-the-park home run. He scored on the triple and E8. Ober did not allow another run to score over six innings, so the game stayed tied at two until the ninth. Jorge Alcala and Griffin Jacks also had scoreless innings. In the top of the ninth, it was Kirby Yates pitching, runners on first and second for Carlos Santana. Santana almost homered, but it went foul by a couple feet. Then a wild pitch from Yates allowed the runners to move up one base.
Come on, Carlos. Need contact. The pitch swung on and hit in the air. Right center field, fairly deep, certainly deep enough. Garcia catches it. He's got a big arm. Here comes Wallner. The throw will go to third, and the Twins take the lead on a sacrifice fly from Carlos Santana.
Yeah, a veteran at bat from Santana. It was 3-2, and all the Twins needed as Juan Duran pitched a 1-2-3 ninth. Jorge Alcala got the win. Ober notched his 10th consecutive quality start in the 3-2 victory. Twins now 3-1 against the Rangers this season. That is a look at our Twins rewind. Back to today, Simeon Woods Richardson has never faced the Rangers. He's coming off a career-high 7 innings pitched against the Guardians, where he gave up just 2 runs on 4 hits, but ended up taking the loss in Minnesota's 2-1 defeat. The Twins face a lefty for the third straight game in the Southpaw, Andrew Heaney, the first time they're facing three lefties in a row since August of 2019. Heaney is 4-12 this season with an ERA just over 4. This will be his 7th appearance, 6th start facing Minnesota. Across those other outings, he's 1-0 with an ERA under 3. For more on this matchup in Game 2, let's send it to the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Here's Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor.
All right, thank you very much, Lexi. Over 100 degrees outside. We are in the air-conditioned comfort of Globe Life Field, but there are some hot topics surrounding this ball game as the Twins take on the Rangers in Game 2 of the series. And, Paul, one of the topics that's going to come up, well, 3 out of every 5 games, young pitching. This rotation has youngsters in Woods Richardson, Festa, now Zebby Matthews, that are going to have to shoulder a lot of load as they're thrust right into the middle of this pennant race. The other hot topic involves the team Simeon Woods Richardson will be facing, because the Rangers, after a gut-wrenching loss for them last night, they are teetering here in a very precarious spot.
Well, on your 2 points, obviously, with as we wind down this season, mid-August here, the Twins are really going to have to rely on these young arms. They're inexperienced, but they're all talented, more than capable of keeping the Twins in the hunt as we wind down. And as far as the Rangers, it'll be interesting to see how they react. They are at a season low, 10 games under 500, 10 games back in the West, 10 and a half game backs in the wild card. And that was a tough loss for them tonight. They've only won 5 of their last 19 games. And even though they have a veteran team, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to that tough loss last night.
Yeah, and one of those veterans, Lexi, is back in the lineup tonight, Corey Seager. Three home runs already this year against the Twins. He had a two-homer game at Target Field. Loves to swing at the first pitch. I'm sure Simeon Woods Richardson is well aware of that, but that's a matchup to watch all night long.
Yeah, Corey Seager with another amazing year. Hits in 17 of his 20 career games against Minnesota, so definitely gives the team some trouble. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Coming up on the rest of the pregame lineup card, manager Rocco Baldelli talks about the number of lefties he has etched into his lineup tonight to face a lefty starter. Also, a tale of the tape on a former Twin switch hitter reaching a milestone in the 1980s. And Chris just mentioned Corey Seager, really, really good. He tells us his favorite Kyle Farmer moment in our Twin storyline from when Seager and Farmer were teammates. Also, this series versus the Rangers, proudly sponsored by Willows Bend Senior Living, your home run for retirement. Learn more at willowsbendseniorliving.com. Well, stay tuned. More of the pregame lineup card next year on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.